Parshas Vayetze, Beis Tfila, Tovshin, Ein Vov. Yaakov has a dream. In Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayachloim, V'nisulom Mutzav Arzo, V'roisho Magi HaShamayma. There's a ladder which reaches the heavens. V'nei Malachei Elohim Oilim V'yordim Boy. There are angels, spiritual angels, who are going up and down. Who are these angels? Says Rashi, these angels are the Malachim who accompanied him from Eretz Yisrael. They don't go to Chutz Daretz, they're going up. Who's coming down? It's Malachi Chutz Daretz who are coming down to accompany him. It's the change of guards. He's leaving Eretz Yisrael, therefore Eretz Yisrael guards, Malachim have to leave, exit. They're going up. And the Chutz Daretz guards are coming down. That's what Rashi explains. The Medrash Tanhuma has a different explanation. The Medrash Tanhuma right here says that these were the Sarim of the Umais. These Malachim were the angels, the Sar, the spiritual. Every Umma has an angel that governs runs the nation, and therefore he was seeing Sar Shel Ob. He was watching the Sar Bovel going up and down. It was the same Sar going up and down. Shel Modai Oile VeYored, going up and down. Shel Edoim Oile VeYored. Omer LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYaakov, Yaakov, Lama inata oile, why didn't you go up? All the other Sarim are going up. Yaakov, why didn't you go up? Be'oitze shah nistyara avinu Yaakov. Got afraid. V'omar, keshem shesh le'elu yirida, kachani yesh yirida. I see everyone's going up and falling down. If they're all going up and falling down, the same thing will happen to me. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im ata oile en lecha yirida. No, you go up, don't worry about it. You won't fall. V'lo yehemin v'lo yeola. And Yaakov didn't believe and didn't go up. That's the Medrash Tanhuma. And Hashem says, had you gone up, you would have fallen. But now you didn't go up, you're going to fall onto these four nations, you're going to be afflicted by them. What do we learn from this Medrash? Medrash Tanhuma. First of all, what do you have to lose? If you go up and come down, what do you have to lose? Why is Yaakov afraid of going up? If you're anyone on the ground, Mayach Batlacha, what's wrong? Go up to see the view. Go up. Go on a teal, an outing, and come back down. Makara. Why is he afraid? The answer is, they're falling. If a person falls, he doesn't go back to where he was. If a person falls, you have to call in a Hatzolah man. Right, Robert? So it's not the same. A person who falls is worse off. It's one Yisoid. A person who goes up a dark in Ruchnius and crashes, he could be worse off than where he was. He has to be careful. So the message we learn from this Medrash is, a person needs to have the courage to go ahead. You can't be discouraged to see other people falling. Yaakov Avinu made a mistake. He saw other people falling. He was afraid to go up. Says the Hashem Baruch Hu, had you gone up, you wouldn't have fallen. And this is in line with another message we have in this week's parasha. We spoke about last year. We spoke about it. How a person can discover he has strengths he wasn't aware of. Yaakov Avinu had the power to roll the stone, this massive stone that needs a bunch of shepherds to take off. And Veigal Lev, with his heart, he's able to take off the stone. Well, how did that happen? Because a person who has a strong will discovers he has strengths he wasn't aware of. Right? When Chas v'Shalom, a mother sees a fire break out in a house, even though normally speaking she can't even carry the shopping from the makolet, she can't carry, she orders a special delivery. It's too much for her. But when Chas v'Shalom, the fire breaks out in the house, Chas v'Chalila, all of a sudden she discovers she has strength to carry out 5 children in one go and run. Why? When a person really wants something, he discovers he has strengths he wasn't aware of. And therefore, Yaakov was afraid. But the Medrash tells us that had he gone ahead as Hashem told him to, he would have been successful, he would have not have fallen. There's a very, very interesting discussion in this week's parasha between Rachel and Yaakov. In Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, Rachel sees she doesn't have children. Va'toymer Yaakov, and she says to her husband, Hova li vanim, give me sons. V'im ayin, and if not, meisa anoichi, I'm dead. Give me sons. Because, says Rashi, a person without sons is like dead. Without children. Mamash, she's begging from the bottom of her heart. What's Yaakov's response? As Yaakov, we'd expect him to say, okay, honey, calm down, we'll make a plan. And Yaakov's response is, Vayichar af Yaakov. Yaakov gets angry, Barachel. Vayoyme hasachas aloikim anoichi. You think I'm instead of a god? You think I can manufacture children? What do you think? Ashamona mimeich privetin. You're at fault. It's your problem. Because Hashem prevented you from having children. Sounds very bizarre. What's Rachel thinking? And what's Yaakov responding? What does Rachel think? Does Rachel really think that Yaakov has a machine that can artificially manufacture children from a woman who's barren? She's an akora. My child saw it. She is not Korah. What does it help to beg your husband? She's not Korah. She should go to doctors. What do you mean you're expecting Yaakov Havali Boni? How's that going to happen? You're that Korah. Yes? Oh, very good. Oh. The first step is to understand, which Rashi tells us. Because Rashi, it was to do tefillah. Of course she knew that Yaakov cannot physically create children. But she was expecting Yaakov to daven for her. Says Rashi, is this what your father did to your mother? She was also barren. He davened for her. So she's requesting tefillah. That's the case. So why is Yaakov getting angry? What's wrong with questing tefillah? Vayicha af Yaakov b'rochel and says, Asachas aleikim anoichi. What's wrong? You can't daven for her? Makara. And Yaakov says, Ashamona mimeich pribeten. It's your problem. Hashem prevented you from having pribeten. Not my problem, because you know I have children. Hashem's not because of me, it's because of you. But a tzaddik, she asks you to daven. You can't daven for someone else. You can only daven for yourself. Makara, what's wrong? So effect the Ramban. What do you mean? We find Elio daven for a lady to get pregnant. Elisha daven. Why can't Yaakov daven for her? The pshat is, says Rav Ruchum, in Taas Torah, says Rav Ruchum, Rachel meant that he should daven for her. But the way she put it over was a way that sounded like she's expecting Yaakov to provide children. She didn't say, daven for me, please. She said, Hava livanim, give me children. It sounds like that she's expecting Yaakov to provide the actual child, to guarantee the actual child. That was out of step, it was out of place. And Yaakov got upset. Hasachas Elokim Elochi. Indeed, she really meant filah. She meant, but it wasn't stated in the right way. Yes? He was getting angry. Doesn't sound like he was trying to help her. We find what? Okay. Look. Okay. So Rav Daniel suggesting maybe it was just to help her. We find in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with Yaakov. Yaakov was upset with Rachel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with Yaakov. Says the Medrash over here. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Oinim HaMeikos. Is that the way you communicate to people who have a tzara? That's how you respond to them. Nebuch, she says, "My meisa noichi, help me." So that's you shout back and you tell her off and say it's your problem. Kach oinim lemeikos, chayecho shebonecho oinim asidim lamoy defnei bno. What's going to happen? That the world's going to change. That you, she's asking from you, and you tell her asachas eloikim anoichi. What's going to happen, the wheel's going to change, and your children are going to come to Yosef in Parshas Vayechi after Yaakov dies. So your children are going to come to Yosef, and they're going to say, they're afraid of being wiped out by Yosef. They're afraid Yosef is going to kill them. And they say that Avil, that please be Moichlas. Your father said, please be Moichlas. And Yosef says to them, what do you think? Hasachas Eloikim Anoichi. The same words, he says. You think I'm instead of Hashem? If you can wipe me out, for sure I can't wipe you out. Says the Medrash, Hashem says, this is the midah. Because you spoke in a correct way to Meikais, to Rachel, when she's going through stress and sorrow, therefore the same thing is going to happen to your children. So this is Shitas Rashi. That what? Everything was true. Rachel was requesting daven for me. The request of itself is a correct request, but the way it was stated was inappropriate. Also, Yaakov, when he responded, was a correct response. Because Yaakov was telling her, look, it's different, my father. My father, he had Klal Yisrael to produce, so he could daven. He didn't have children himself. He could daven for Klal Yisrael. Here, Klal Yisrael is being built. It's yours. See, I don't have the source of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is going to be born because I have children. It's you. So I'm sorry, I can't help you. That's Jesus Rashi. Therefore, everything is correct, but the way it's stated was inappropriate from Rachel's side and from Yaakov's part. That is Shitas Rashi. But the Ramban has a slightly different explanation. Says the Ramban, indeed, Rachel wanted Yaakov to daven. She was trying to pressure him to daven more and more and more. How did she do that? She was trying to manipulate him, trying to twist his arm. How was she doing that? Says Ramban, that Rachel says, Havali bonim, v'im'ayin meisa anoich, I'm going to die out of tsar. I'm so upset. I'm so unhappy. I'm going to die through tsar, out of pain. Rachel was hoping that Yaakov, since he loved her so much, she was expecting Yaakov to jump in and to fast and to daven and to wear sackcloth. says the Ramban. V'chashva ki ba'avosai oisa. She thought, she was expecting. That was a strategy. She was expecting. Yis'ana Yaakov will start to fast. V'yil basak ve'efer. He'll wear sackcloth. V'yispalel ad she'el abonim. Shai Thomas Mitzara. She's expecting Yaakov to be so afraid that she may die, he'll do everything he can. But what happened? Her plan backfired. Because instead of Yaakov biting into her bait and say, yeah, I'm going to do everything I can, Vayichaf Yaakov Barachel. And Yaakov said, you got the wrong message. You are making a big mistake. Because you think a tzaddik can guarantee you what he wants. Big mistake. A tzaddik cannot guarantee you results. You're putting your hopes into me. You think I can provide you children. Hasachas Eloikim Anoichi. You think I can guarantee even I'll daven for you. There's any guarantee I'll be answered. What are you thinking? And what happened? So the plan backfired. A failure. A failed plan. But what happened? Says Ramban. What happened was that Rachel gave up. She realized that Yaakov is not going to help her. And what happened? And what? And she started the daven. What happened was she started the daven herself. But what type of tefillah? A tefillah of a tzaoka, of a broken heart. And that tefillah was answered. How do we know? How do we know that Rachel davened? Because later on, in Pasuk Chof Beis, when she, the moment that she becomes pregnant, Vayiftachas Rachmo, when Hashem opened her womb, says the Pasuk, Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel, Hashem remembers Rachel, Vayishma Eleho Elokim. Hashem, listen to her. Not to him, not to anyone else, but to her. So in fact, her fire, her plan, backfired. What she was thinking, but in reality, it caused her to daven from the bottom of the depth of her heart. And that caused her to be answered. A very important message for us. In the Ramah, in Yoredeya, Simon Shin Lamet Hei, Sif Yud, in the Lochas of Bikur Cholim, brings the Ramah, a Gemara in Bava Basra, that says, Mi she'esh lo chole bebeisai, a person has a family member who's sick, Yeilech etzel chochem shebair, should go to the chochem of the city, shivakesh out of racham. It's true, a person should request great people to daven for them. But what do we learn from here? It's good thing that you should ask a tzaddik to daven for you. But it should be as well. Not in place of your tefillah. It's not instead of your tefillah. But as an addition to your tefillah, you should ask someone else, a tzaddik, to daven for you. Rachel's mistake was, she was relying on Yaakov, and that's a mistake. There's no guarantee. A tzaddik cannot guarantee he's going to give you what he wants. He can daven, but you have to daven yourself. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says, tells us about Elazar ben Drudia. He was a big, big, big Baal Taiva. Shloi niach zoyno achas ba'olam shloi ba'olam. There wasn't a single harlot he didn't mate with. He heard about there was a special zoyna in the end, somewhere very far away. He crossed seven rivers to get to her, and a mice, as he was about to be with her, she released gas. He ficha, and she told him, the same way the gas I released will never come back into me, likewise you will never come back to Yiddishkeit. You're leaving. They'll never accept you back for tshuva. Boise Shah, he sat and he asked for help. Says the Gemara, Yasha ben Shnei Harim Ugvois. He sat between big mountains. Omar Harim Ugvois Bakshu Alai Rachamim. Please beg for mercy for me. I want to come back. I want to do tshuva. And the Harim answered him and told him, Achan Umavakshim Alecho. Till we'll ask for you, we have to ask Rachamim for ourselves. They wouldn't help him. So he turned to the Shemaim Baretz and he asked them, Bakshu Alai Rachamim. And they answer him, till before we will daven for you, we need rachamim for ourselves. I'm sorry, we're busy. So he turns to the Chama of Levana. He turns to the sun, to the moon, and says, please, bakshulai rachamim. And they say, no, because before we ask for you, rachamim for you, we need rachamim for ourselves. And then he turns to the Kichovin, the Mazalais, to the stars, and he asks, bakshulai rachamim. And they tell him, no, before we ask rachamim for you, we have to ask rachamim for ourselves. And then, Omar, what did he say? Ein adovar tolui erobi. He realized, no one else can help me. I have to help myself. Niach Reisha ben Birkov, and he cried until he died. And a baskal came out and said, Abrazim ben Drudia muzuman l'chayolam hapo. He entered Gan Eden. The insight is, he was relying on other people to help him. So that's what we learn. Chas v'shalom, person needs his tefillahs to be answered. No one can daven better than you yourself. Of course, ask someone else to daven for you. A tzaddik is as well, not in place of your own tefillah. So from Rashi we learn that when you daven, when you speak, you have to speak, make sure you phrase things correctly. And from the Ramban we learn, number one, don't rely on a tzaddik. Tzaddik cannot guarantee the results. And number two, don't forget your own tefillah. It's not the only place in this week's parasha we learn about tefillah. It says, Ve'eino le'a rakois in Perikov test Pasa Yudzain. Leah is introduced to us as having her eyes were rakois, were soft. Says Rashi, what does that mean? It means she was crying. Why was she crying? Because she thought, that people say the Gdoila goes to the Godel. Lavan has two daughters. Rivka has two sons. Therefore, we'll make a match. The oldest daughter for the oldest son, which means Leah will be matched with Esav. That's what she was crying about. Therefore, she was davening, says the Medrash, she was davening. She was davening, she shouldn't fall into Esav's hands. Omar Afuna, kol shehi atfila, shebitlo esak zera. The power of tefillah, it can break a gzera. It was a real gzera. It wasn't stam, what she was concerned about. It was a real gzera that she should be married to Esav. And the power of tefillah could break the gzera. Not only that, she became first. She was the first one to be married and not the second. So again, we're seeing the power of tefillah. From Leah's part and from Rachel's part, her tefillah enabled her to conceive. Yes? Right. Good question. Yiskor Elohim es Rachel. Hashem remembers Rachel. What did he remember? Says Rashi, Vayizkor, the simonim that she gave to her sister. Let's try and focus what was happening that night when Rachel knew, was aware that Yaakov wants to marry Rachel, and she knew that Lavan was exchanging Leah and putting instead, and Rachel gave over the simonim. Only in the morning did Yaakov find out, because the simonim she taught her sister. Let's understand what was at risk. By Rachel giving over the simonim, which the Medrash says she laid under the bed, and when Yaakov was speaking to Leah, Rachel spoke up. So the voice should be the same. She was mamash helping Leah non-stop. Every time Yaakov asked, "How are you doing?" Rachel answered, "I'm alright," from under the bed. What was Rachel risking when she gave the simonim? She was risking her whole future. Because by Yaakov marrying Leah, there is no guarantee that Yaakov will marry Rachel afterwards. In fact, who's to say that Yaakov will marry two sisters? We don't even understand how he did marry two sisters. Chutz Laaretz, Ful Matanter, wherever. Maisa, it wasn't over Poshut. By Rachel having Rachmanus and Leah, she was risking her whole future. So, what happened? What was the result of her giving up for her sister? She was giving up so much. What would have happened if she wouldn't have helped her sister? She wasn't obligated to. If she would tell Yaakov, she wouldn't give the simonim to Leah. Why should she? And Yaakov would find out, and Yaakov would throw Leah out the room and take Rachel. What would have happened to Rachel? Would there be anything wrong with Rachel doing what she did? Would she have lost anything? Rabbeisai, Noiravayim. Had Rachel not done what she did, then she would have got divorced. Yaakov would have to divorce her. Why is that the case? Because she was in Akara. Rachel was in Akara. She was unable to conceive. And Rashi brings later on that Rachel was afraid, "I have no children, I'll get divorced, I'll be given to Esau." Rashi brings down that Esau himself was expecting this to happen. So therefore, what enabled Rachel to have children? Says Rashi, "Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel." He remembered what she did. He remembered that she gave over the simonim, and therefore Vayiftach es Rachmo. Had Rachel not given the simonim over, she would never have conceived. This is Nervayim. Therefore, when we give to people, we think that we are losing, but really we're gaining. The Gemara says in Borah Basra, Yudalef Amudalef, Munbaz HaMelech, there was a Shnas Batzoires, and he opened the Oitres HaMelech, he opened the king's treasury, and was spending money feeding the people. And his family came to him to complain. Our forefathers, your fathers, they built the treasury. They collected money. They collected gold and silver. And you are now wasting it. said, no, you're making a big mistake. Avoisai gonzu la'achirim. They collected the rich, the treasures for others. I am keeping it for myself. What does that mean? Because my forefathers, they collected the money, then they die. Who gets it? Achirim, other people. You don't take it with you. But what I am doing, I am keeping it for myself. How? By giving, you're getting. A person would think that Rachel was mevater, she was losing by giving over the simonim. But in the big picture, you don't lose by giving, you gain. And only because of that tzchus did Rachel have the merit to have children. In Medrash Eicha, in our psicha to Medrash Eicha, in Oischov Dalet, there's a long, long medrash about the Shas HaChurban, that Hashem Mamash wants to wipe out Am Yisrael. And all the others came to plead. Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov and Moshe, they all came. Nothing worked. Till came Rachel. And Rachel says the following. Look at me. I'm a boss of Adam. And I gave up everything for my sister. I wasn't jealous of my sister. Gave everything up for her. I laid under the bed and I helped her. And why can't you? So why are you so jealous of that void desire they have? Why are you so jealous? Why are you so angry? And says Kosh Boch, you know, Mini Kalechim Bechi, Yes Chalu Pulaseich, you know what? In your schus, I'll bring them back. The whole Atzol of Klal Yisrael is because of the merit that Rachel gave up the Simonim for Leah. Unbelievable how much a person gains from giving. You gain. On Tisha B'Av, there was a speaker here, Rav Druk. He went to speak in Beibrak, and he gave drash about the merit of giving up for people. And so someone came over to him and said, you know what? I owe you something. I heard you speak. This guy, he lived in an apartment building, and there were plans for extension plans. Neighbors want to extend, and he said, "No way! I like my view. I like the sun. I like my air. You're blocking me. You are ruining my apartment." He didn't agree to extend. You have to have the signature of the neighbors. He will not sign. What happened was, all of a sudden, his son died. And a baby boy, died. Fine. Comes at all time. And he sees that someone's going to speak, Rav Druk. He sends his wife, you know, why didn't you hear a chizuk? There's an evening of inspiration, a chizuk, go and listen. She goes, and she heard about this idea of giving up for people you get. She comes home to her husband and says, it's a very expensive evening for you. It's going to cost you a lot. We're signing. Heard about that if you give up for people in Mavater, you gain. So that evening, they knocked at all the doors of the neighbors and he went to sign all the plans. A year later, so the guy tells, they got twin boys. We got our son back. No, the insight is that when you vata for people to give in, you gain. By giving, you're getting. Yaakov Avinu meets the shepherds. Perchov Tesbog Posuk Zayin, and he says to them, "Vayoyimer Hein Oidayom Godoil." The day is still long. Lo Eis LeOsef Mikne. It's not the time to gather the shepherds together. Hashku atzoyin ulchuru. Go and give them to drink. Do what you have to do. By the way, what was bothering Yaakov? What's it going to do with him? Says the Shlo, a person needs to care for other people's faults. What's this to do with him? But you know, see people wasting their time, should care about it. He spoke to them in a very, very derech eretz way. So they were willing to listen to what he had to say. In the Or Chaim it says different reason. He's concerned for the tzar balei chayim. The sheep are thirsty. Why are you lounging around? Okay. Says the Zohar. Oh, sounds good, Zohar. This Zohar is to be found in Parashas Ve'etchanon. Says the Zohar. Omar Kutcher Brichu. Hein oida yoim godoil lo eise osef amikne. The day is still long. It's not time to gather Klal Yisrael back, bring them back. They have no schus. The day is still long. They haven't got the merit. I should bring them back. What should we do? It's not the right time. They haven't finished the date. They haven't finished their galus. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aval Isvita Chad Lechu, I have one remedy for you. Hashku Atzoyim, give them to drink. Or give them to drink. Ishtadlu Baraisa, V'ish Itshakyu Mimeimei Laraisa. Be Isaac in the Torah. Give people to drink from Torah. And then Luchuru'u. And then you can go and graze in where you're supposed to be with the Mashiach in Eretz Yisrael, in Herub Yameinu. But says the Zohar, it's referring to if we don't have a schus to be oisik b'toira, that will bring everything back. B'zad Hashem. Which reminds us of the Sfon on this week's parasha. Hashem blesses Yaakov. Voyazarocho ka'afa oretz. Uforasto yomo v'keidmo v'safoino v'negbo. Says the Sfon. When your zarocho will be ka'afa oretz, when will be betachlis ha'shiflus, when things will be as bleak as could be, Ka'afa oretz, then ufarasta yomo v'keidma v'tzafayna v'negba. That's when the Geula will come. In this week's parasha, we learn about Maisa. Yaakov says, "Aseh esrenu loch." Says that brings the das kenim. Bari atoisvus. Here we learn the idea of Maisek Sofim, of Maisek in your money. The Medrash brings, there's an idea that a min came to us. Why did Yaakov, he promised, he's an Ish Emes, he promised to give Maisek. Why didn't he take Maisek from his children? So he did, Shevet Levi. There's a concept of Maisek in your children. Says the Shlo, another step. So we found Maiser for money, Maiser for children. Says the Shlo, there's Maiser of days. Called a Siri Kodesh. 10th day, person should make a Kodesh. Should make Cheshbon, spend time to hear a Tshuva. Machshav is Doishais, where am I holding? How things going? Maiser of days. So we learn mites of money, mites of children, mites of days. What's the fourth mites that we have? Igros Moshe. Igros Moshe says, There's a chiyuv to teach other people. Even a person who needs to learn himself, he has a chiyuv to teach others. We see that from Rav Prater. Rav Prater spent time teaching a Talmud who took him 400 times. The guy was thick as it could be. It took him 400 times to get anything. Why is Rav Prater wasting his time with him? It must be there's a chiyuv to teach. Says Rav Moshe, how much time should you spend teaching? You guessed. It says nearly maitza, a maitza of your time. A tenth of your time you have for learning should spend teaching, sharing with others. No. Our next shiur, B'zad Hashem, will be about being faithful to your employer. And what happens if he gives you money for your journey and you decide to walk? Can you keep the money for yourself? You have to give back to him. V'chulei, B'zad Hashem, in 5 minutes time. Thank you very much. We'll see you, B'zad Hashem. Thank you. Shalom. We see each other. David Lehrman. Lehrman.
Lehrman.
Yeah, we see each other in
yeah.
What's your name?
Rafi Epstein.
Epstein. Yeah, but there's a guy named Rav Gimel called Epstein. Any relations?
No. Actually,
sorry.
It's very nice to hear.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for joining us. You can come here? You come here Friday mornings?
I actually was a grand, but our well, Kabura, but Rav is in Kutar. So,
okay.
Really enjoyable to come.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Thank you.
So when you said Hashem wanted Yaakov to go up, you mean up the ladder or up to the shore?
It's that up the ladder.
I don't know.
It's the ladder of Tanchuma. He was afraid to go. He saw people falling.
Yeah,
so no, you should have. You see, you still try.
When you're saying that the stone finding the strength situation, you say that in the context of Yaakov removing the stone from the wall.
Yeah, right.
I would say the rule you said on Rachel, that Rachel's having children was because of giving it to Leah. That ties in with what you said with Abraham. He said with Avram that he thought that by doing the Akedah he was losing his son, losing his whole future, and in the end it turned the other way around. It was only through doing the Akedah that things continued.
Wait, we should just remind me that was.
You said in the course of the Akedah, was it the Yitzchak?
Right, we got children, right?
Yeah.
We brought the Or Chaim. The Or Chaim says the Yitzchak was in the Shom of in the Kaver.
Yeah,
and by being shechted, by being the aisle, his neshama got exchanged, got a new neshama.
Right, and therefore that was showing that Aaron thought that he was cutting short his future, and really that became the answer to his future.
Gewaldig, Shkoyach, that's great. That's good. Gewaldig. Thank you, Aaron, thank you. How are you doing, Mordechai?
Is it
good?
The giving up your future to save it is becoming a theme.
Why?
With the Or Chaim sacrifice.
Just tell me. Yeah,
very good.
What?
How do you say that?